You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. No, that's not me. I don't know why I did that. I just feel like it felt wrong as soon as it came out. What's good?
What's happening, peoples?
Oh, man. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I be EA. I'm in here representing 919. That's where I currently reside and live.
For real, you're in the 919? Well, that's your boy Chuck Too Nice. I'm in the 803. Shit, and you know the vibes.
Carolina Kings, baby. You already know the vibes. You know what's up. You know what time it is. Yeah.
What time is it?
Jailhouse style, baby. I'm a real rough and aggressive right now. You know what I mean? I'm coming through live. Correct. Okay.
Damn, jailhouse, you coming through like that?
That's all I got. That's all the fight I got. Five good seconds of fight.
Five good seconds. Hey, man, I'm glad you had some. At least you had some fight in you. Some of these niggas ain't got no fight.
It ain't what it used to be, but I got a little bit left. That's how you know when you ask them to go work out and shit, like change your lifestyle. You can count how many minutes or how many minutes you got to actually fight. A real fight. Because people don't realize.
Man. A real fight, yeah. That shit terrible, bro.
Yeah, man. A real fight, man. You got to have at least 5 to 10 minutes of just constant movement and squabbling.
Bro, you got to have some stamina.
Yeah. Dodging punches, throwing punches. Moving people, pushing, you know, like
getting hit. Some niggas just get hit.
It takes energy for that too. That's all. Anyway, damn, that's a hell of a way to bring in the show. But anyway, I'm feeling good. It's podcast night.
Yeah.
What say you, black man?
I love podcast night. I love it. Yo, so we were talking about fighting. Yeah. Ain't Money Mayweather coming out of retirement?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Know what he say? He gonna fight, what that dude name? What the white boy name? Jake Paul or some shit like that?
One of them white YouTubers. They brothers. They're like,
it's two of them?
They're like Sean Norman, but not.
One of them knocked Mini-Me. What is his name? Nate Robinson.
How you gonna call him, man, Mini-Me?
He is a mini-me, man.
Disrespectful, dog.
Not Jake. Yeah. Logan Paul. He fighting Logan Paul.
Yeah, but Nate Robinson did get his ass beat. Boy, that shit.
Yeah, it was ugly. Mm. Yeah, that shit was ugly, boy.
Yeah.
So many memes. He knew he was going to be a meme, too.
Yeah, that shit. I see the meme where he was instead of being in a ring, he was in a bed with a pillow. All kind of shit. Disrespect. Money Mayweather about to fight the brother.
Logan Paul, the same dude that just knocked out whatever this motherfucking name is. He fought. I mean, he knocked him out in the first round. I don't even think he got hit. Everybody was talking about that shit on stage and all that. I said, whatever. I said, this shit ain't gonna look. They fight. Nah, he's not nice. They fight. Fought against. I don't even think it was a boxer, but they fight in June 6th. At the Hard Rock Stadium. Floyd was like, shit, why wouldn't I come back and make a quick 100, 200 mil in an exhibition fight? I said, shit, he got a point.
Damn, but the turnaround, that's like, what, ain't nothing but a month from now.
Nope. See, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Floyd can prepare for that in a month, but oh boy, ain't even get hit by that. Logan Paul, he didn't even get touched by that other dude. So, I mean, he don't need no time to recover. I mean, probably from all that weed he smoked with Snoop and drank. Because right after that shit, he went up there with Snoop and said, Snoop, I told you. And Snoop cracked a bottle or something open and handed it to him. And that motherfucker, you know what a white boy do? Take that shit to the head straight from the bottle like it wasn't shit. It's probably about the only recovery he needed to do. But I guess Mother Mayweather said he's going to come back, get some dollars, and he probably going to end up fucking that boy up.
The only hope.
Is that motherfucker? You all right. Mayweather. Logan Paul didn't get touched that last match, but that motherfucker Mayweather, he play real defensive. He don't be getting touched.
Man, that shit gonna be like a staring contest.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be no action like that.
Nah, ain't gonna be what you think it is. It's not gonna be any blows and knockout throwing shit. None of that.
No.
It is what it is on that shit though.
But I did hear you like to hear this news. And your boy Aaron Rodgers is like, some say he throwing it a hissy fit, some say he got grounds to be upset, but either way, he wanted to get the hell out of Green Bay.
Yeah, he wants to out. He said he don't fuck with him. They thought after the draft, after they see who Green Bay drafted, that he was going to want to stick around, but he still said he wanted the fuck out of there.
Who they draft so much? Like, because to be honest with you, Green Bay's drafting these ass when it comes to skill players.
Bro, I don't know. I ain't pay attention to that shit. We picked up offensive lineman. Now I know if we didn't pick up an offensive lineman in this first round, bro, I probably wasn't gonna watch no football. I was like, you know our O line is trash, bro. What the hell? He makes some pretty bad decisions, but at the same time, can't have bad decisions and be getting chased the whole goddamn whole game. Cause our whole line it sucks. I don't give a fuck how good your fucking quarterback is. If your whole line ain't blocking, you ain't got no offense. Ask Mahomes in that damn Super Bowl. If two niggas ain't blocking, I don't care how good your quarterback is, you're not winning, bro.
That game they was blocking, but it was lookout blocks. No real blocks.
Yes.
Like, hey, man, it's coming to you. Look out. Look out. Nigga, what? Do your job. What you mean, look out?
Look out. Blocking. Speaking of blocking, bro, you seen your boy, Skip get on Shannon talking about, you know, people trying out for the Jags for tight end. I take a blocking Tim Tebow over Shannon any day.
This motherfucker's skill, boy. He just be talking.
Ah, bro. Why he do shit? That boy dirty. He dirty for that shit.
Shannon Sharpe is a Hall of Famer.
Exactly, bro.
Now, he wasn't known for being the best blocker now, but...
Nah, he had
Tebow?
He gonna get you some TDs. What you talking about?
Right.
He was just saying that shit just to get on motherfucking Shannon Sharpe nerves. That's all.
Man, he got to hop off Tim Tebow nuts so his girlfriend or wife can have a shot at it. Shit,
I know.
This man ain't been at living like 15 years, bro.
Exactly, bro.
Garbage.
That nigga gonna try everything. Baseball, commentary, what the fuck you want to do?
Man, Skip going like nobody but Tom Brady. Exactly. Fucking Tim Tebow.
You saw when they did that was the day of the draft when they had the little squares on there and all of them was on there and Tom Brady talking about Skip's always got my back.
Right.
I was like, shut the fuck up.
Talking about your girlfriend on TV and shit. Skip's always got my back.
Yeah, they had the draft last week. I mean, I guess you could just say, you know, talk about the number one pick, Trevor Lawrence. He went to the Jags. Yeah, because I ain't about to go through all of them. The first three picks was quarterbacks, which is pretty smart because the first...
Zach Wilson went to the Jets.
The first three teams that picked all needed quarterbacks.
They needed a whole new team.
I mean, yeah, but you got to start somewhere, bro. Goddamn.
Start with the line, nigga. Shit.
You need a leader first.
The leader could be a lineman, though, because like you just said less than 2 minutes ago. It don't fucking matter who's back there slinging the rock and handing it off.
Right, because you remember what we said in the last podcast that Cincinnati better pick an offensive lineman. I think they picked a wide receiver in the first round.
They did. They did some joke shit. But also, they had so many, I forgot they had so many fucking picks. They picked up they did better later on.
Yeah, they did have an ass of picks.
Bro, they had like eight picks or some shit. Like
I get they did need to get a wide receiver. No, that was smart. They did need to get a wide receiver because what's the name left? AJ Green gone.
Yeah, whatever's left of him is gone. Because boy, they broke my man up by that, boy.
Yeah, they did, bro. It's sad.
Thanks.
But that nigga was nice, nice, bro.
Nice, nice. Speed, can jump, and footwork
and
was awesome.
From the only thing that sucks when you like nice as hell in college and you get drafted, you know you're gonna go to a Babbage ass team and shit.
Got a good idea, ain't gonna be too great, you know?
Yeah. So it's like try to ball out as you can, and then once you're done contract, you can try to get somewhere where you can try to compete. Or if they build up that team in there, because with a rookie contract lasts about 4 or 5 years or something like that. Hopefully they done build on him. But if not, get the hell out. But he didn't do that. He stayed. Yeah, he stayed. I guess you could say he lost.
I guess so, man. What's up with your boy?
Why you gotta be my boy?
Because you're a Laker fan, man. I was about to talk about LeBron.
Oh, yeah. I heard he done said some cluck shit.
Can't get right with that ankle, boy. Get what it looking like. Hey.
Well, first off, the nigga is fucking damn near 40. Oh, y'all, what now, the fuck you got going on, huh?
Now y'all want to say that shit, bro. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
You saw that pause I did?
I can't see a pause. I heard it, though.
He's fucking, shit. Yo, I don't know what the fuck to say about him.
Man, you don't want to say nothing about it because Lakers tried to fuck. If y'all don't know LeBron hurt a little wee ankle, like, what, 2 months ago?
Oh, my God.
Two months ago?
The Knicks file is somewhat relevant.
This shit got
all this shit.
This shit got nothing to do about the Knicks, bro. We're not talking about greatness. We're talking about the Lakers. So this ain't got nothing to do with the Knicks. We're
talking about greatness.
Whoa. You brought the Knicks.
Greatness and Knicks don't go in the same fucking sentence, bro.
They absolutely do. Where
you get that shit from?
They go right after the other. Knicks, greatness, right there. Boom.
Bro, we'll probably still make it. We'll start still make it further in the playoffs than y'all. Y'all don't know what to do.
They ain't going to make it out the playing round.
Y'all don't even know what to do in the playoffs. Y'all don't even know what it's like. I guess they could call Patrick Ewing or somebody and ask.
We'll see what's gonna happen because y'all don't even look like y'all gonna make it in the playing game right now, boss.
Man,
let's just keep watching.
Get out of here.
I'm here for real.
It's...
I don't even know why y'all went and got Andre Drummond as because now none of y'all can't get in the lane and get in the paint. The fuck.
And they needed to do something. But what? We're gonna have Marcus Gasol ball out? Either what? Marcus Gasol gonna ball out?
Don't know why you picked his trash ass up either. He's done.
No. Yeah, he's at the end of the road, like Boys the Man said.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I didn't want to talk about y'all team no more. That's trash. I just thought it'd be nice to talk about LeBron for a second, but he made that shit wet. And he's talking about whoever came up with the playing game should be fired. Shut your ass up.
That nigga said that because that's more game. The more shit. he can't take it.
Bro, you don't know what he think he's going to be playing in that shit.
You don't want talking about you don't want talking about he want to be playing in the league when his son get there. Right.
Who?
LeBron talking about he want to be the first damn player that had to be playing in the league with their son. Some crazy shit that nigga said a while back. I was like, nigga, what?
I mean, he was well on his way to this shit. I mean, this is the first real injury after this nigga ever really had.
Bro. Other than cramping up and having to get carried out to the court.
That's legendary shit.
Bruh, he wasn't well on his way, bro. When he said that shit was capped.
I mean, what? 18 seasons. His son, how old? Ain't that much captain? Ronnie ass ain't got nothing. He like finished. Well, he got 2 more years of high school.
And 1 year of damn college. That's three more years.
He going to the G League. He going to college.
He ain't gonna go to college and play a year.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Why do we have to? You're already a fucking millionaire by birth.
Right.
What you going to school for? Like,
I don't know. I guess just to say he went. I went to that school and got drafted. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But they're not going to be in the league at the same time.
No, that shit ain't
going. There's no way, bro.
Brian might make him go to college now.
Only way you 40 years old and be in the goddamn league is if your ass fucking was coming off the bench all them damn years or something. I don't know.
I was just about to say, you think you can see MC LeBron come off the bench and not start?
Hell no. That nigga ego, he had been there retired before that shit happened.
Damn.
Oh, retire. He gonna fucking retire. LeBron ain't coming off no fucking bench.
Damn. That's funny, though. To think about LeBron James coming off the bench.
Damn. It's no way, bro. No way possible. That man's not doing that shit. Riding the pony, bro. No. Oh, brother. Hey, yo. Since we on the sports tip, bro, let's talk about Chuck. You know, it's Chuck Too Nice segment. Who got their ass whooped? Cause this shit was punishment, boy. On May 1st, Indiana OKC. That shit was ugly, boy. They beat the motherfuckers by 57 points.
Oh, word?
They led by as many as 67. Sabonis had a triple-double at half on their ass. Bruh.
Damn.
They got their ass whooped, bruh. That shit ugly. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like no dirty player or nothing. But I be goddamn if y'all finna goddamn smash us like this, huh?
Nah, you a dirty, petty ass nigga, though. You don't like losing. You gonna trip somebody or elbow somebody and be like, my bad.
Oh, something, bro. I'd be damn, bro. I ain't about them bears. Bro, that shit fucked up. I mean, it's cool. You know, you suck, whatever, but bro, you're not about to sit here and punish us like that.
My friend ain't got no character, bro.
Hey, if you can't beat him, goddamn. That's what, remember Andrew Bynum did that shit? He's getting our ass bust in the playoffs that year. That nigga Andrew Bynum, he fucked J.J. Burrell up, boy. I said, damn, bro, you have to hit that man like that.
All I remember about Bynum is that boy, nigga getting in and out on small-ass cars with them arthritic knees. That's what I remember.
That nigga had a torn ACL. He supposed to be at the house healing from this shit. This nigga out bowling and then re-aggravated the shit. I said, bro, what the fuck is that? That's how I knew that nigga wasn't shit. That right there sealed the deal. Cause I already was saying, nigga ain't shit. But that nigga sealed the deal with that shit, bro. That nigga is out there.
I think Andrew, cause you know he came in the league straight from high school, so he couldn't have been old like 23, 24. His career was over.
Yeah, over, bro.
Damn, son. Got
that nigga was a waste of talent, boy. That nigga, bro, that nigga had talent. That nigga was nice. He had footwork. He had speed for a big man. He can hit them hook shots over your ass. He was 7 foot. He was goofy. I mean,
man, fuck all that. Nobody want to romanticize about the fucking black ass like
he is, bro. Well, he ain't got that lead to lead no more, bro.
Man, Jason Tatum went for 60 piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. You tell Larry Bird, team record. That's fine. Maybe the Celtics will stop sucking now and everybody is healthy. They might make some noise.
Hey, that nigga Tatum be balling, boy.
Yeah, he do. Oh, you know, Naomi Osaka. She got she might open a tennis camp. Tennis Academy, rather, in Haiti and Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I seen that shit on the Breakfast Club when old boy was talking shit.
Talking about Dr. Umar.
Yeah. He's like, why she going to play? Why she going to play for Japan? Or was she half Japanese and half Haitian or something like that? Because she's supposed to be going to play like in the Olympics for Japan or somebody like that.
Yeah. That was born.
Yeah, and he was mad about that shit. But she wouldn't be able to play for anybody else because she was born in Japan. I was like, okay. And then it's like, well, she need to do something.
She could have played for the States. She could have played for the U.S.
Yeah, it's a good hair, but whatever. Hey, but but see, but and then he's talking about why she wasn't doing nothing for, I guess for Haiti or whatnot, but she got this whole thing. I guess she already had something in the works. That's why I guess there was no point in responding to what he said. But that's,
that's dope. Everybody don't deserve a response either, man.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
Even if she didn't have nothing in the works.
Whole time, you're right about that shit.
Yeah,
but
you waste your time talking about the doctor's mom. It's going to make it pop more. But, I mean, it's a half valid point, but as always, he fucked it up. Like, just going way too goddamn far. He just always fucked. You have a half decent valid point, and then just fuck it up in Nicaragua. But we'll talk a little bit more about him later. But man, you know, let's go ahead and take this break, man. Make sure you're all right, because I know you over there sick. Go ahead and put another drink, because the liquor is trash.
Who's sick? Who's sick?
You sick about the Lakers, them garbage ass Lakers. So, I mean, we're gonna take a break, pay some bills.
I'm not. No, fuck that break real quick. Hold on. Sick.
Man, don't get mad. Don't get testy, bro. Come on now, champ. World champions, right?
Yeah, we are. Still are.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yet.
Huh? Say again?
Nobody else has won the championship yet.
Exactly.
I know who ain't going to win it.
Oh, there we go. Who's not going to win it, Chuck? The Lakers?
No, the Knicks.
Come on, man.
Y'all don't have...
Once again, not even talking about my team.
I'm talking about him.
Stay going off subject. Off task.
Oh, okay. My bad. I ain't mean to bring y'all in that. I'll just let y'all.
It is what it is, bro. We're going to wait and see. We just going to play the game. And all we can do is play the next game in front of us. That's all we've been doing all year. That's all we continue to do. So,
boy, I tell you, boy. When motherfucking team started doing good, boy, they got. We're going to break, man. We
holler. I ain't even talk about the winning streak. Oh, now you want to go to break. Okay.
Winning streak, what, two games?
What? Bro, we won the 12 of the last 13.
Man, okay, but y'all on a two-game winning streak. You just said a winning streak, bro.
We'll be back. All right, we back. Hope you got your popcorn ready, you know.
I'm back. Let's talk about some movies or some shit, bro.
I know you want to talk about movies again. Go ahead, man.
Shut your ass up. I watched a good one this weekend on Amazon Prime, Michael B. Jordan.
You and Bay? You and Boo?
Hmm?
You watch it with your Bay? You watch it with your wife? You just by yourself,
man. I watched it solo. I'm a movie guy. I sit down with, she be watching all them shows, shit like that. I'm crazy. I don't watch none of them shows like that. I like to watch movies.
Right.
I'm a movie guy. But the movie was good, yo.
What's the name of the movie?
I said Without Remorse.
Oh, my bad. I didn't hear you, bro. Don't get jazzy with me.
Hey, bro. Only thing I just need you to just pay attention. But, okay. Now, he was a Navy SEAL. And, I ain't gonna tell the whole movie. Fuck it. Spoiler alert. So he was a Navy SEAL. Yeah. And they went on this crazy ass mission at the beginning, killed some damn Russian military people, and basically the damn Russian military people came and picked off everybody out their unit, was just picking them off, killing them and shit. Yeah. A little bit later, Michael B. Jordan character, he was about to get out of the military and do, I think he was about to do like a security job or something, but they ended up coming to kill him, ended up killing his fiance. Oh, matter of fact, this Laura London played his fiance, and she was pregnant. Was having a baby.
Damn, you about to tell the whole fucking
world. But no, what I was saying, this is her first time being back acting since Nipsey passed.
Yeah, that made sense to say.
I was just telling what her character was.
All right.
They ended up killing her. It was fucked up, man. So he ended up going. They ended up going after their ass. I just say that. Okay, I won't tell. The movie was good. It was good. I liked the shit.
Yeah, I saw it. It was really good. I mean, I think people should go and watch it and check it out. Watch the rest of the shit if you is.
He was real in that shit, though. I said spoiler alert shit.
God damn, bro. But damn, yeah, it's been out for 2 years or some shit. It just came out.
My bad, yeah. Hey,
I'm good. I seen it.
Hey, he was good. He was real in that shit, bro. He's like, what's the Keanu Reeves? What's the... He was like the black version of that nigga and that shit. Except on some real life shit. But,
I don't know what the fuck you was just trying to say, but I feel.
Yeah. I forgot my man name and that shit.
Alright, man. Me to support you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate the support.
You got it.
Kind of sound like a knife in the back, but.
Hey, man.
Hey, talk about Michael B. Jordan. They announced, Marvel announced the Black Panther, the second one, be coming out July 8th, 2022, and they're gonna have a big tribute to Chadwick Boseman in the movie, also.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, can't wait for that to come out.
That's gonna be interesting.
T'Challa.
Okay. Oh my god, this is so strong.
Black Panther. Yeah. I'm just curious what the storyline gonna be, what storyline they're gonna follow. Let's see.
Yeah.
Of course we know Killmonger come back, whatever, but I don't know. I just wanna see the storyline they follow.
Of course.
But yeah.
I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it should be good, but yeah, I'm super excited about that. But I'm also super excited about some shit that's about to happen real soon. J. Cole got a new album coming out May 14th.
Yep,
the off season. I cannot wait, bro. Get some real music in this bitch.
Yeah, my man said he ain't fucking around with He ain't about to act up like another one of your favorite rappers, like Drake.
Bro, what the fuck is wrong with Drake, dog? I don't need none of those hints and none of this shit. I just need you to drop this music, man.
Drake over here acting like a Scooby-Doo villain, nigga. Leaving clues and shit.
Bro. I don't want no Easter... What they call them? Easter eggs? I don't want none of that bullshit. None of no more of these three little track albums. No, drop the shit, bro.
You don't like when they drop the little value packs? You know what I'm saying?
No, bro. Drop the album. I mean, shit was fire, but drop the fucking album, bro.
Certified Lover Boy.
God damn.
Yeah, but J. Cole, I think it's going to be fire. And, you know, he usually do what he say. He's excited about it, so, you know, can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, 2014. That's next Friday.
Excuse me.
Yeah, next Friday. Next Friday.
The goal be hitting everyone. Mm.
Let me just say, my God.
My God.
That shit be real, boy.
Who are you telling?
Hey, So, last Friday, that DJ Khaled album dropped. I think it was called Khaled or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it was... dropped.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, just listen to it. See, I guess it just seemed like it was going in a lot of different directions.
So you sound confused, so it must be confusing.
Yeah.
You need to get out what you want to say.
Like, it start off with some singing, then all of a sudden the shit turned up, you got a little baby, then turn, I said, God damn, then it go back to some other, I'm like, yo, like, who picked it? I don't think they put the songs in order right on the album.
I guess I'm thinking in today's world, people gonna, they used to playlist anyway, they gonna fuck
yeah,
around.
Yeah, cause I guess he say album, but it seemed more so like a mixtape type thing.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the Sorry Not Sorry shit in the video with Jay-Z and
Yeah. Yeah. That nigga Jay-Z, both, man, both them niggas ripped that shit. That nigga Jay-Z ripped that shit.
Yeah, they ripped that.
Damn. You saw, hey, you saw the video on Instagram when Khaled let Nas hit Jay-Z verse for the first time?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He's talking about, man, I gotta go back and tweak some of my bars. He's like,
it was cool seeing them excited like that. Like, most times you catch Nas, he real laid back, cool, like real measured. You don't get to see him like in his own element, man, like react to this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was just cool. I mean, it's cool seeing them interact. It just like,
yeah.
I have to world, boy. Man, a collab. Album with them too. Should be fired, bro.
You could never told high school me that these dudes would have ever came around and made a song again.
What? Hell no, nigga. Fuck.
I still hear that shit in my head. Fuck Jay-Z. You nigga.
And that nigga Jay-Z said, fuck your bitch in the car, leave the condoms on your baby seat.
Yeah.
You bitch.
Dirty motherfucker.
Oh man, yeah, they went at it, bruh. But I'm glad they squashed that shit. Cause don't no good shit ever come out of that beef shit like that. Cause these rappers, these young niggas, they killing each other up, boy. God damn. I mean, they knocking, they getting knocked off damn 20 and 21 years old.
Yeah, it's a cold world out here, B.
That shit is cold, bro.
Messy work.
Yeah.
But I heard some good news. It's coming out of South Carolina. I just want to share a little bit. Excuse me. It ain't got nothing to do with like movies or nothing like that. Kind of clever transition. 70-year-old South Carolina native earns a PhD in political science from Harvard University. Of course, I heard about it. I went to go read about it. And I found it on Because of Them We Can. And basically, his name is Joseph Grant, 70 years old from South Carolina. I think he went to Howard online and was able to complete and get his doctorate degree while during the pandemic and everything. So he majored in political science with an emphasis on American government and Black politics. Said he received the support of faculty members like Gary Harris, PhD, former dean of graduate school at Howard, and there's a lot of different people that helped him through the process.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, very motivational. It got me really thinking, like, dang, I mean, excuse me, it's never too late. Like, you know what I mean? You might think it might be too late. You might ain't got time to go back and do things or.
Oh, yeah. Especially with, college, man, you can do that. Man, you can do that whenever. But I mean, also with getting your high school diploma and stuff, because I seen it was a while back. It was a lady, she had it when she was like 60 or 70 years old, and she went back and got it. Was here in South Carolina, and she went back and got her high school diploma because she ended up having like hard times back when she was younger. I don't remember the whole story, but she ended up having hard times, and she ended up having to drop out of high school and basically just really just working a bunch of like, you know, low paying jobs, all that stuff. So finally she had the chance to go back and finish. It was real big. And just say, so you just don't ever get, the point is just don't ever give up on your dreams.
Of course not. Of course, he said he hopes to use his degree to begin teaching at an HBCU. He hopes his story serves as a motivation to remind people not to give up. He hopes that one day his 2-year-old grandson will also attend the illustrious Howard University. So just a heartwarming story, setting that kind of precedence and that standard for the future in his family. You know, his grandson, he wanted to go to the same school he went to. He didn't give up on what he wanted to do, what his dreams were, so it's fire.
That is dope.
Yeah, man. Let's see.
Hey,
what you got?
I saw this earlier today that Derek Chauvin, he's trying to this guy here, bro, just do your time, bro. You fucked up. But he's filed a motion for a new trial. He's allegedly saying that it was a jury misconduct. I mean, I watched some of it, but I don't see where he's getting that from. I guess it must be some lawyer people telling him that. Go ahead and try to and file that motion or whatnot. But I guess let's see where it go. Bro, you fucked up.
I think it's coming from one of the juries that actually was a black guy. I think he's the only one on that. But look, a mostly white jury, but they have found pictures of him, I guess from social media or whatnot, with him wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts and just coming from the protests and stuff. And I think that one of the main questions they asked when they were doing jury selection is if they were or if they knew anybody who was involved in the Black Lives Matter protests. I think that's the angle they're trying to work.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so basically they want another white person in that spot.
On the trial.
I mean, I know, but they wanted to make sure they want it all white this time, pretty much.
Yeah. Or anybody who don't feel sympathetic toward the movie.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Or anybody there that doesn't have anything to do with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Excuse me. Well, hopefully
that's
it
funny,
don't
bro.
Work.
Nah, that's crazy. I mean, I can't say sympathy. I don't get it, but I do get it. He's trying to get the fuck off. That's what this whole thing is.
Yeah, he's still a fucking
loser. He is.
And I hope they took him off suicide watch. Let him do whatever he's gonna do. Whatever.
And the thing is, they can take him off, but all he got to do is just say, "Hey, I'm going to hurt myself," and be right back on the shit.
Yeah, you're right.
They know what to do. He used to be a cop. He knows what the fuck to do to keep from being out there and getting fucked up.
He better. I know some booty hole bandits that can't wait for his ass to get in general
power. Damn, I meant to look this shit up earlier. It was one white dude who got locked up. Excuse me. He's one white dude. He got locked up for it was from a minute ago. White supremacist dude. He did some cluck shit. They found his ass dead this week in his damn cell. Damn, I wish I would have looked that shit up.
Dang, bro.
Hey. Yeah. They don't know cause of death, you know, I gotta do autopsy and all that. Damn, I wish I would have looked that shit. I would have had finished reading that article because I did start reading, and I was like, "Oh, goddamn! Nobody you better just tell some lies. Somebody you better kill yourself and get your ass out of there." Because the boys, they don't play that shit. Damn, I wish I would have looked that shit up. I'm telling you, bro, they don't play that shit. He know what to do. He gonna keep saying that shit, so his ass will be in there until they. If he get to do this damn retrial, he'll keep doing it until to the retrial come up. He know exactly what to say. Little punk bitch. She's terrible, bro. Yeah.
They always know what to say. But moving on from that losing ass nigga. Not losing ass nigga, losing ass crap. found a story that was very personal, kind of to me and interesting. Akron native opens Ohio's first black-owned breast cancer center in honor of his late mother. As of today, I got this from the root.com.
Mm-hmm. I might have been on there before.
Yeah, we're saying that this guy from Ohio, of course, opened up a breast cancer center and his mother's name is LeVar Jacobs. His mother passed away from breast cancer at the age of 49 in 2009. And he just felt inspired to create a nonprofit organization called Not Just October. He founded it in 2014. Emphasizes while wearing pink in October, brings awareness of breast cancer and nice gesture, people are affected by the disease year round. He saw how his mother struggled we're doing even basic activities first in, and because of this, this is why he started this center. It's a place, I quote, he says, it's a place where women who are battling breast cancer can come get wigs, massages, therapy, help with their finances, help with insurance. The kids have a room where they can hang out while she's receiving services. Then outdoors, we do lawn care, snow removal, home cleaning, carpet cleaning, pretty much anything women would need that is battling breast cancer.
That's what's up, man. It's his mom passed away when she was 49. That's crazy, bro. That's young as hell.
Yeah. For those of you that know, my mom, she succumbed to breast cancer disease, as well as my aunt, Mom Renee Berry, her good one, and then my aunt, Sheree Felder. They both had it. So it was like real close to my heart. And it's like, again, inspiring, like somebody who went through similar circumstances I did. But you know, they really like going out here and not getting soured or jaded, but doing something impactful to help the next generation or help other people who are going through it as well. I think that's dope, man.
Nah, that's like that, dope. That is dope, bro.
Yeah. Let me know, I got more to offer and I should be doing things and doing more than what I probably already that I do right now. So.
Can't put on yourself like that, bro. You only can do what you can at this very time. But if you make, I set goals and stuff,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Try to do stuff like that. Then I mean, that's fine too, bro. And then just work your way into it. You can't, don't put yourself down and say, I should be doing more just because somebody else is doing that. They were put in a position where they was able to do that at that time.
Nah,
that's just how I look. Yeah, that's how I look at a lot of stuff. So,
I appreciate that, but I know, I really appreciate that. I mean, but like I said, it's just inspiring. Let me know what all, you know, what I can do. You know, putting another idea in my head, you know, about what I want to, what I would like to do. You know, what I'm saying, with my mom's legacy and my heart's legacy. So,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like you said, set goals, build toward it, but you know. Making sure things get done, you know?
Yep, exactly, bro.
Let's see. Ooh-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, you heard about Birdman, dog? He said, he just revealed recently that Cash Money Records still rakes in over 20 million annually.
Oh, the Masters, bro?
Just the Masters alone.
Bro, I seen that. I said, that crook ass nigga, bro.
Yeah, you already
know it's a crook. He's a damn crook, bud. Terrible, yo.
I know his brother Slim is like, this motherfucker talk too much.
Talk too much, dog. You got to run in your damn mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the Masters. It ain't like it's, he said it would generate between $20 to $30 million a year just on our Masters. Like I said, the next statement just said, while the money may be flowing in for Cash Money, the label's reputation when it comes to paying artists and handling contracts is not the best.
That shit ass. That nigga Tiger said he ain't never get a check from Cash Money. I said, nigga, what? So how the hell he had all these videos? He had to use his own money. And I was like, where the fuck he get this money from? Then that's when I found out he had his own clothing line and his own global real estate business.
Yeah. Tiger definitely a hustler. Said, you say what you want to.
Yeah, I said, okay. So he got bread because that man had a damn pet tiger. I was like, this nigga just said he don't get no, he a rapper and he don't get no money for rapping. How the hell he got pet tigers and shit? That boy got them other streams of revenue, boy. Racking them up.
Yeah, breaking it in.
Yeah,
baby,
on that.
Baby, you ain't shit. Moving on. That's how I feel. Baby ain't shit, bro.
And he ain't shit for that. And they ain't gonna put the shit out.
Yeah.
So I ain't shit.
But Sunny Hostin, you know, she a legal analyst that's on The View. It's Whoopi Goldberg and it's the other light-skinned black girl, black lady.
Yeah.
That's Sunny. I had to break it down for you like that because I know you know what I was talking about.
Nah, but, I ain't gonna watch that shit.
She recently announced that she's launched a social justice focused production company called Roots and Wings Production. This will spotlight characters neglected by Hollywood. Roots and Wings will produce both films and television shows, and their stories will focus on social justice issues currently at the center of news stories in the United States. So it's a big deal. She just sat down and did a little and broke the news for Variety originally. To let her know she was starting to do her own thing. I guess I don't know if that means she's gonna no longer be on The View, but it means she doing her own thing and ain't really.
You said she not gonna be on there no more, or she?
I don't know if that means that she won't no. I she's no longer you. Be on there, but she said she's doing her own thing regardless. So.
Yeah. So. I got you, bro.
So I got. Right now, you got something else? What's up with you,
bro? This nigga Tristan Thompson be having the hoes, ain't it?
Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, I guess yeah, he's a millionaire.
He gets him and Chloe still married.
I mean, they still like together, but yeah, it's something about some side bitch come out. He said he ain't do it or something. I don't know.
Oh, he's talking about that chick that went on No Jumper.
Yeah. Just said she was lying and shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Quick, goddamn. Yeah. Hey, bro, what's that? A couple podcasts ago, you was talking about Trey Songz getting fucked up, getting in some shit.
Last podcast, I was talking about Trey Songz got out of the charges for the fight at
the AFC. That battery lawsuit. It's a battery assault and battery charge.
Yeah,
2019.
Yeah, that's when he was at the AFC Championship game.
Oh, okay. I was making sure because I saw something there. I was making sure that nigga ain't had nothing else pop up.
I mean, it could be something else, too, now.
Damn.
I mean,
God damn. Trick or Trey?
No, it's Trey Songz. Trey Songz will be, he'll be quiet for a minute. And all of a sudden, he'll have a bunch of shit just pop up. Nigga try to sexually assault Kiki Palmer. Nigga done got a baby. All kind of shit.
I know that. I'm about to swing on that nigga mess with Kiki, bro. What's wrong with him?
You know how you feel about Kiki.
What's wrong with you, dog?
Kiki. You love me. Go ahead. Wild about you. But nah, I mean, it's very well that he could have so much going on. I'm not aware of. But all I heard of recently was the fact that the charges were dropped against him in that fight he had in the stands, in the stadium, I mean.
In the stand. I'm talking about this article I seen. He hit a bartender.
See,
in one of the clubs.
Something else different.
Yeah. Oh no, Trey. 2019. This shit from 2019. May 9th, 2019. And nigga hit a damn Trey.
They knocking him out.
You can take the nigga out the hood. You can't take the hood.
Yo.
Yeah, he went to a Cardi B. He went to a Cardi B concert and then he jumped on a goddamn bartender. It's in Hollywood. It's a damn little club or something out there. Damn, Trey. God.
Yeah, Trey stayed doing too much, bro. Motherfucker always doing a little too much.
Man, it's more money you about to have to put out, bro. Y'all need to be trying to spend this money wisely, bro. Stop giving it to these niggas. Fucking police. Like my dog, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, he bought Tidal for like $56 million and just sold that bitch to Foursquare for like over $300
million. Yeah.
And like, I think Rihanna and a few other artists that was invested in it, all of them got broke off like 8 to 10 mil a piece. And Foursquare still, he ain't even, like we talked about before in the podcast, it's about ownership. You don't have to own 100%. You want to own something. I mean, if you got your own shit, you own 100%, then that's good. But
yeah,
you want to be owning multiple things. And you, like, he built this company up so he was able to sell. He only sold 80% of it. He didn't sell all 100%, he sold 80% of it. He got the 300, yeah, got over 300 mil for it. But Foursquare said that he still can run, he can still run it. His company still can run it. So, you know, they just pretty much partnered in with him.
Yeah. So he'd probably still be handling the day-to-day shit.
Yeah. Yep. So Rock, with Rock Nation, with this company, they still going to actually run the app day-to-day stuff. I said, damn, Jay-Z. That's what it's all about, bro.
That's another B.
That's another B. Man, that line was so tough, boy. God. I don't know where he comes up. I seen that shit on Instagram with a little baby. He was like, well, he's like, yo, y'all heard what Jay said?
Little baby said that shit?
Yeah, he was like, that's the other end. He's like, yo, did Beyonce come in at the end? He's like, that shit's so tough. He was like, yo, how you come up with this shit? I was like, I don't know, bro. Nigga different. That's all you can say about something like that. Nigga different, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
I want to end it on this shit, though. I got a little story from, I seen boy Kevin Samuels. We talk about the high value men and the women who were trying to get him.
Go ahead and tell it, bro. What's up?
Hey, man, everybody know about Kevin Samuels blasting this shit, having his night, his little show at night about women, talking to women about high value men and all that shit. But, recently, it seems like he and Dr. Umar Johnson, the dude we were talking about earlier, I hate when people call niggas hotel. That's so disrespectful to the name of hotel, but all it means is peace. But
yeah,
him and Dr. Umar getting into it, throwing a little subtle jabs, or not even so subtle. Dr. Umar thinks, doesn't like how Kevin talks to black women and how he makes them feel bad. Pretty much getting paid or making a living off of making black women feel bad about themselves or turning them into pygmies or whatever you want to call it.
Saying yeah,
he ain't got to do all that. And you know, of course, women, I guess they can agree with Dr. Umar on this bullshit, but don't agree with him on a lot of the shit. But
yeah, exactly.
Like, for me, it's somewhere in between, bro. I think when you deal in extremes and live in extremes, you're going to always have come up with some fucked up ass, like, you know what I'm saying, type of ideologies. But it's all about being balanced where, you know, you live by a little bit of that. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, like, whereas, you know, you respect black women, you protect black women, of course you care for black women, but also,
yeah,
the motherfuckers got to be accountable too now, like. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody need to be accountable for their own shit.
Can't think you got four kids, single mom, and you gonna marry a motherfucker who makes $100,000 a year. It ain't a lot of people that make that much money, period.
Exactly.
You deserve nothing less. Like, so I mean, it's somewhere in between. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all the way over there, and it ain't all the way over here. This is my take. Yeah.
No, I mean, you right, and at the end of the day, that mom with them four kids, your main goal should be trying to find no dude that makes six figures a year. Your main goal ought to be what you got to do to take care of them kids.
Yeah.
Because a guy who makes six figures a year, he got a lot of options. He got options. He don't necessarily have to go and say, oh, wait, I'm gonna choose her.
Right.
And she, you know, she come, I mean, it might, this might sound bad, but it's a lot of baggage, you know what I'm saying? Because it's at the point where it's like, where he has to be able to not just take care of her, but take care of those four kids. You have to step in and play that father role. Even if their fathers are in their lives, and you know what I'm saying, come get them, whatever, do whatever, you still have to pick that role up when you're with a single mom that has kids.
Yeah. And even if the father's in the life, that's another.
That's another piece to the puzzle. That's like,
you got to pay and take care of some of these kids who are going to tell you easily, you ain't my dad, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Or like.
Exactly.
Can't say nothing to them.
Are they going to be accepting to you? They're going to accept you. You know what I'm saying? That's a lie.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, it's a dude. Excuse me. It's a dude at the church that he may just be a plumber. But he cool. He liked the hell out of you. He been trying to ask you on a date for like 2 years. He keep saying, nah.
Exactly, bro.
He'll take on that responsibility a little, but you don't want him, though. Like, come on, man. Like, make it make sense. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make but you'll break sense. You'll break your neck and do anything to try to get the guy that makes six figures just because he makes six figures.
Right.
And, you know, that's it.
Making that kind of money, you are not a priority. Everything they got to do is with the making that with it, the money they make is always gonna come above you and your family and your kids.
Exactly, and we're not trying to say that all of them are like that. It's just speaking real.
85% of them.
But just being real. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to sugarcoat no shit for nobody. That's probably how it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if the woman, if she making six figures, it just would be a whole nother conversation. You know what I'm saying? You can be able to take care of all them kids, but
yeah.
In a sense of you, man, you say you just got a regular job making $30,000 or $40,000 a year. Your best bet is to not, you know what I'm saying, not bypass that good guy that's gonna love your kids like they're his own and take care of you and the kids, but he only make the same amount as you. You know what I'm saying? He may make 40 or 50 thousand. Don't bypass that situation. Cause it happens all the time.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it happens all the time, bro. Bro, you probably that's a good little story, little thing you brought up there, bro.
Hey man, you know I do what I can when I can. You know?
That's what it was, bro.
Hey, was. One time for the good guys.
One time. Right.
What? What you got something to say? Huh?
Oh. Yeah, I got something to say, man. happy Cinco de Mayo out there to all Latino brothers and sisters. I know they are having big fiestas today, but I know they bust or none of them coming to work tomorrow.
Chase.
Forget that. I know ain't none of them going to work. Yeah, but I know they ain't coming to work tomorrow. But fiesta. But now also shout out to my little brother. His birthday was today. Easy birthday is a day. I know it ain't no. I talked to him earlier. Ain't no point in talking to him now because I know he busts back.
Yeah. But
so that means 20 days to our birthday. Yay!
Yeah, you already know.
Gemini season.
Yeah, but yeah, I said Taurus can have that time, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, we let Taurus have no time. Them mean ass niggas. But Gemini season is coming soon. But as always, it's your boy Chuck Too Nice. You can follow me on social media, Chuck Too Nice 86. Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Holler at your boy.
Oh yeah, you do got your little Twitch thing popping off.
Yeah, we jumping. I'm still waiting on a couple more parts. Baby. I mean, I'm still streaming now, but waiting on a couple more parts, and we're gonna be live all the way live.
Okay, that's what's up. Look, you know what I mean? I'm simple, you know, at EACG32 Instagram. As always, if you got comments, you got suggestions, you just want to say what's up, email us at CarolinaKings803@gmail.com. What else? You know, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook.
You talking about your Facebook now, old man?
I'm on TikTok. Yeah, I'm old and ancient.
Nigga. Oh, and then you could be young too. You got a TikTok.
I'm old but young, nigga. Yeah. Don't hate. Don't be mad. Stunning is a habit, nigga. Get like me.
No more fucking social media shit. It's too much shit.
Stunning is a habit, nigga. Get like me. Over they mad.
I'm not mad. Just that you got on, you be on my ass every week by then. Facebook, you old nigga. Facebook.
Yeah,
you
old, nigga.
You just shouted your Facebook up.
Don't worry about what I do, man.
I'm out of here, man. Y'all know the vibes.
You know the vibes. Kill the Kings, boy. See ya.
You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.